Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Growing up in an old-school Catholic household, Fridays meant no meat, which meant fish. I learned to eat it and to love it. But if you asked me if I'd like fish caught in Lake Champlain, I'd be a little hesitant, and I'm not even sure why. Candace Page, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, is here to talk about the freshwater fish of Lake Champlain. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Okay, why don't people think to eat Lake Champlain fish?
Well, the first thing I should say, Rick, is that anglers do eat Lake Champlain fish. Anybody who catches a lake trout or a salmon or a walleye may very well bring it home and eat it. But if you aren't an angler, you won't see Lake Champlain panfish in the stores generally, so you don't think about eating it. If there was ever a strong tradition in Vermont of eating from the lake, it died out sometime in the 20th century. And then, if people are offered a fish from Lake Champlain, many people worry that because they constantly hear that the lake is polluted, that maybe the fish are polluted. And of course, that's not true. Lake Champlain's big problem is phosphorus pollution, which has no effect on the fish. There is mercury in some fish, but that is just as true, and in some cases more true, of the canned tuna you buy in the store.
So are there good eating fish in the lake?
There are fabulous eating fish in Lake Champlain. Some of the game fish are terrific. Anglers love to eat salmon, lake trout, walleye. It's illegal to sell any game fish in Vermont. So if you are interested in exploring what's available from Lake Champlain, what you're probably going to find is yellow perch or white perch. I grew up on the shores of Lake Champlain, and I can tell you that a freshly caught yellow perch, filleted and quick fried, is as good as any fish you will ever eat.
So why don't we see Lake Champlain fish in like food co-ops or on local restaurant menus? We're all about eating locally, locavore.
Well, it is surprising in a way, but once you start digging in, it's not so surprising. There is no commercial fishery on Lake Champlain in the sense of guys going out with nets and collecting schools of fish. That's not allowed on Lake Champlain. So the fish that's available for sale, first of all, it's only panfish, which tend to be those lower on the food chain, and it's fish that men and women catch with a hook and a line. So yes, people will sometimes catch 100 yellow perch in a day, but even so, it's hard to accumulate the kinds of volume of fish that we think about if you go to buy cod or something at the store.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing fish from Lake Champlain. You mentioned commercial fishing on the lake. Are we seeing any of that locally? If not, where's that fish going?
Well, yes. In fact, upwards of 500,000 pounds of yellow perch are caught every year and sold out of Lake Champlain. But overwhelmingly, they are sold to outlets in the Midwest and Canada, where there is a very strong tradition of eating freshwater fish. I lived in Wisconsin for a while, and on Friday nights, everybody went to the local tavern for fish fry. And it was not cod. It was whitefish from Lake Michigan or Lake Superior. So there's one main dealer, only one main dealer in Vermont, that's Ray's Seafood in Burlington, and they do, in fact, buy a lot of fish. They fillet some that they sell in their own stores and that they sell to a small but perhaps growing number of restaurant chefs, and the rest of it goes out of state.
Out to the Midwest. Yeah. Now, you recently were a judge for a chowder contest that was hosted by Lake Champlain International. So what happened there?
Well, first, let me say that this chowder contest is part of a push by Lake Champlain International, which is an environmental and fishermen's organization, to encourage people to eat more fish from Lake Champlain. So this was a fish chowder cooking contest. You could put any kind of fish in the chowder, but if you wanted extra points, you needed to use local fish. As we speak, we've only done the first round of judging, and I should say, if people are interested, anybody who wants to make up a pot of fish chowder and enter this contest, there's a final round to enter February 28th, late in the afternoon at the Hotel Vermont in Burlington. So I went to the Yankee Sportsman's Classic out at the fairgrounds in Essex, And when I got there, there was only one chowder that had been entered, and it was alligator chowder. So sort of the opposite of local chowder. The alligator, the cook said, had been purchased locally. I guess you can buy alligator at the fish market. And a second entrant did come in, a chef from Winooski, who had made a chowder with, he had used a clam stock, but then at the end he had added white perch and yellow perch that he had roasted first. And it was not a bad soup. It was a pretty good soup, but I thought, this is not the best use of perch. It's too delicate a fish, and it's just too good on its own, pan-fried. So more rounds of judging are coming up, and I'm going to be very interested to see what else some chefs are able to come up with.
Any suggestions on what fish from Lake Champlain people might use in their chowder? Not that I want the judge to be influenced at all.
Well, you know, that's the dilemma. If you are an angler, possibly you have some salmon in the freezer from your fishing trips last summer, or you've caught one through the ice. I would think that salmon or trout would be the way to start. When I'm in the Pacific Northwest, there's a restaurant we go to that has an unbelievably wonderful salmon chowder. So that would be my inclination.
Oh, I'd love that.
But let me just put in a last word for lake perch. Too few people know about them, and too few people know how delicious they are.
Candace Page writes for the Save a More section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.